Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
People tend to skip meals all the time, especially breakfast. You feel too swamped at work to grab lunch. Well, that's not ever me, but some people do. Or too tired to prepare dinner. Again, never me. But breakfast, yeah, with some people. And what happens to your body when you do skip a meal? My guest is Georgie Fear. She's a registered dietitian and professional nutrition coach and the author of the book Lean Habits for Lifelong Weight Loss. Welcome to the show, Georgie. So there's a lot of news lately about intermittent fasting and about skipping meals. What happens to our metabolism when we skip meals?
Pleased to be here. So when you skip a meal, your metabolism isn't the biggest issue, but one of the greatest changes that happens is we get super hungry, so that when you get to your next meal, people are more likely to eat quickly, or your standards come down and you eat something that's less nutritious, or you just plain overeat at the next meal. So one of the things that happens when people skip their breakfast is that they overeat at lunch, or they hang in there and they eat a normal size lunch, but they overeat at dinner. Is that something you think you've ever had happen to you?
Oh, yeah, probably all the time, especially when I skip breakfast. But, you know, people do this all the time. So if you do not have time and you're on the go, you're running, what do you advise would be something that you can eat really quickly that's healthy on the go, so that people who have to skip sitting down and actually having a meal can do, so that they don't get that metabolic slowdown and then that extra hunger fix that they need and jump on food?
A lot of people don't have time to, you know, cook an omelet and make something fancy. A lot of my clients find that making a smoothie in the blender with some protein powder, some fruit, some people will put some spinach in it, but if that freaks you out, you certainly don't have to do it. I think they can blend that up in 10 seconds and even drink it in the car on the way to work. And that just helps get some food in, give them some fuel to keep their brain and their organs operating all morning. And it improves energy levels and helps them stick to their intentions for, you know, managing their meal sizes throughout the rest of the day. So smoothies, definitely one good option. Another one is to pre-make breakfast, something that you can just zap in the microwave. I have a lot of clients make some version of pancakes, whether it's your traditional pancakes or something that's got some added nutrient value from some added protein. I make some pancakes that have some cottage cheese and some egg whites in them, which really makes them more filling. But whatever it is, if you make it in advance on the weekend, then you can just zap it on Monday morning and eat it really quickly.
I love doing that with pancakes and making them for my kids in advance with oats in there. And I like to use cottage cheese as well. And it gives it a little bit of protein. And speaking of protein, Georgie, is there something you'd like listeners to know about protein versus complex carbohydrates? Obviously, we need that for our brain and spinal cord, for, you know, our musculature to work. But what about protein? Does it help us stay full longer? What really works in that way?
Definitely, you're on to something there, that protein at each meal is one of the foundational habits that I get my clients to practice. And it doesn't have to be as complicated as, okay, I need this many grams of protein, or I have to eat, you know, this particular source. Just trying to think about, okay, what do we know are the main sources of protein? And those would be fish, poultry, meat, all the animal proteins, plus soy or dairy or eggs or beans, and thinking about just trying to get one of those foods in each meal. And that really goes a long way toward maintaining appetite satisfaction. And when people start doing that, it usually means that they need to focus on adding protein to breakfast, because I find my clients are pretty good already at having protein at lunch and dinner. So we just work on trying to get something in breakfast. So, yeah, the cottage cheese and the pancakes that you mentioned is a great one. A lot of people will eat a Greek yogurt and some fruit, you know, no cook, you know, super easy, just throw it in a bowl. And carbohydrates are important too. They do keep our central nervous system running and keep our blood sugar stable, but pairing them with protein and getting a little bit of fat in there as well helps really hit all of the appetite satisfaction pathways and keep us feeling our best.
You can throw some avocado in those smoothies too, or even have avocado on the side of your eggs or your pancakes. I stick avocado in every single meal. Now, here's a question for you, Georgie, because While you could run low on nutrients, while skipping a meal is not great, it causes you to overeat possibly at the next meal. Your metabolism slows down. It has been shown that inflammation calms down if you have periods of fasting, and that it can repair adaptations to your cells if you do fast a little tiny bit. So what do you say to people that might say that some inflammation lowering health perks could happen after just fasting for one meal?
Sure. I recommend people take advantage of the overnight fast. And by that, I mean, you know, fasting for 12 hours does have some benefits. As you said, it helps bring down inflammation. It's also a nice opportunity for your body to get fully into fat burning, you know, I hate to call it fat burning mode, as if you switch gears or something, but to fully turn on its fat burning capacity after you run out of stored glycogen and carbohydrates. So if somebody eats last thing at night at around 7, then I'll say, you know, see if you can do your breakfast around 7 in the morning. See if you can get that 12-hour, you know, space in there. And I find that that's enough for people to feel a lot of the benefits of fasting. I haven't checked to see if it specifically changes markers of inflammation, but I do know that it's enough for people to get into fat oxidation and to also let their blood sugars come down. And so I suspect that 12 hours is enough without getting into excessive fasting where people are doing stuff that actually works against them and their health goals.
And during the day when they're moving around and exercising, and that would be an interesting study to see if those inflammatory markers come down after a period of 12 hours of fasting, or if you're taking, because they do check that stuff, CRP and such, after a fast. That's when you have to have your blood work mostly done, but that's for glucose levels. So that would be an interesting study. Now, what else about skipping a meal? When people think about skipping meals, they think breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Are snacks considered something that we can forego, skip, or do you want us to have something to kind of keep us going mid-morning, mid-afternoon?
Person's goals, how frequently I recommend spacing your intake. Most clients that work with me want to lose weight, about 90%. So for them, I recommend trying to get all of your intake into 3 or 4, and I don't have a preference, 3 or 4 eating episodes. So you could call them breakfast, lunch, dinner, and before bed nosh or mid-afternoon snack. But what I'm speaking about avoiding is the eating all day type of mentality, where you eat a yogurt at home, and then you eat a granola bar at breakfast, and then you eat half a sandwich for lunch, and where people are eating 5 or 6 times a day. That's actually been shown to be less effective in being satisfied for your calories. So for people that are struggling to lose weight, we want to be satisfied on the least amount of calories possible. So getting all of our intake into 3 or 4 meals usually means eat a substantial meal, and then you'll be okay to make it 4 or 6 hours before you need to eat again. And it's worth saying that not everybody wants to lose weight. For some of my athletes or my guys that want to add more muscle, they need to try and get more calories in. And they're fighting against an appetite. And as hard as it is to lose weight, trying to force feed yourself when you're full is definitely unpleasant. So for my guys that are trying to gain weight, we add meal frequency. So instead of eating breakfast, lunch, dinner, and maybe one snack, I tell them, I want you to try and get something between breakfast and lunch, something between lunch and dinner, and if you can, get something before bed. Because all of those opportunities help get more calories in without feeling super satisfied.
So that's what it's about. You don't want to skip a meal. And if you do, just take advantage of that 12-hour fast when you go to sleep at night. But otherwise, skipping a meal could lead to weight gain and eating junk food and all kinds of things. So don't skip your meals. Eat a good breakfast, lunch, and dinner. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.